Last year, the Washington legislature passed a law that sponsors referred to as, quote, driving while poor. The law aims to help people who end up with a suspended license because they failed to pay a traffic ticket. Now it's up to the Department of Licensing to decide which traffic violations no longer warrant a suspension. A public hearing is scheduled this afternoon. Some backers of the law say the Department of Licensing's current proposal comes up short, as KUOW's Liz Jones reports.
In Washington state, your driver's license can be suspended for about 70 different reasons. Some are major, like drunk driving. Others are more minor, like driving in the HOV lane or failing to dim your headlights. In those types of cases, your license is suspended until you pay the ticket.
It is a poverty penalty. There's no question about it.
Travis Stearns is with the Washington Defenders Association.
The vast majority of the folks who get suspended licenses are people who cannot pay because they just simply aren't in a position to be able to pay.
Stearns' group represents attorneys and public defenders who work with poor clients. He says the ticket fees and fines can add up to hundreds of dollars, but that's only part of the potential cost. People who drive with a suspended license can be charged with a misdemeanor.
A crime stays on your record and makes it harder for you to get housing, harder for you to find employment, and all sorts of other really very serious collateral consequences.
The state also estimates reducing these criminal court cases could save millions of dollars a year. The bill passed the legislature last year by a large majority. It's now up to the Department of Licensing to revise the list of violations that result in a suspension. Its current proposal gets rid of suspensions for several non-moving violations, like failure to pay parking tickets or renew your tabs. But Stern sees more to trim, things not directly linked to safety, like driving in the HOV lane or driving with a suspended license. Those are still on the list. The Department of Licensing plans to have the new rules in effect by June. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.